USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former Presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign has finally admitted, officially, that he had a heart attack. His campaign confirmed in a statement released that the Vermont senator was diagnosed with myocardial infraction, otherwise known as a heart attack, when he went to the hospital in Las Vegas. He was then treated with two stents for a blocked artery in his heart. The senator's campaign also said in a statement that he walked out of Desert Springs Hospital Medical Center feeling great and looking forward to getting back to the campaign. The U.S. trade deficit widened in August for the first time in 3 months as exports increased, but imports increased even more. The politically sensitive gap with China in the trade of goods narrowed. The U.S. Commerce Department said the gap between what the United States buys and what it sells rose 1.6% to $54.9 billion. The deficit had fallen in June and July, but is still up for the year despite President Donald Trump's attempts to push it down by imposing taxes on imports and waging a trade war with China. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Look out, Ellen and Jimmy Kimmel. Elmo is getting his own talk show. USA's Wendy King has the details from Sesame Street.
Sesame Workshop is developing a talk show starring the squeaky voice puppet called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Production begins next month, but it's not clear yet when the program will air. It's part of a deal between HBO Max and the Sesame Workshop. The centerpiece of the deal is five new seasons of Sesame Street that begin next year. They'll air first on the pay cable network and then be made available for free through PBS. Two new animated series are also part of the deal, along with making more Sesame Street products available on demand, including classic episodes from the past 50 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A homeless man wielding a long metal pipe rampaged through New York City, attacking other homeless people who were sleeping, killing four, and leaving a fifth in critical condition. Chief of Manhattan South Detectives Michael Baldasso said at a news conference the men were attacked at random in the city's Chinatown neighborhood. Police responded to a 911 call just before 2 a.m. as one assault was already in progress. A 24-year-old suspect is in custody but has yet to be charged, according to the detectives. Police recovered a metal pipe that was still in the suspect's hands when he was arrested after fleeing following the attacks. The chief said he also was homeless. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.